Reviving the Hawthorne Sisters by Emily Carpenter. Performed by Kate Orsini. Dove. This was how she knew the end was near. At nighttime, after she'd gone to bed and begun the welcome voyage towards sleep, her friends would appear. They fluttered the curtains and stirred the dust, bringing with them the smell of long-ago, faraway places. When she was young, she would have thought them ghosts, but at the clear-eyed age of 95, she knew better. They were only memories, flickers of her past, the stories she'd kept hidden for so long that she almost didn't recognize the players when they re-entered the stage. The visits, she liked to think of them as visits, had started in the summer when she still lived at the Alabama house across the road from Pritchard Hospital. In July, she'd seen her mother, the Major, and Dell. Then in August, Ethel and Irma and Jimmy Singley. Also, Old Steadfast and Arthur showed up. Come that September, when the business with the Honeysuckle Girls came to a head, Jen, Collie, and Trix arrived, laughing and fiercely beautiful. They filled the room with the smell of wine. It was her first night back in California that brought the most welcome guest, her greatest friend and staunchest ally, Charles. He sat on his side of their bed and sang to her, and she kept her eyes on his strong, safe profile until sleep descended. She was glad to see them all. Their presence brought her comfort. When they were alive, some had not treated her well. Some had even been cruel. But she didn't mind now. That was one of the many blessings of old age, this softening of memory, the melting away of grudges. Forgiveness was no longer something to strive for. Now it entered her room through an open window. One chilly night, toward the end of October, Dove was awakened by a dream she couldn't remember. She looked at the clock, but she'd left her glasses outside and couldn't see the time. She could see the shadow man, who sat motionless in the slipper chair beside her dressing table. He watched her with eyes that glittered. "You," she said, her voice filled with wonder and the edge of a memory she would have rather not revisited. "You shouldn't have run, Ruth," the shadow man said. "You brought so much sorrow by doing that, so much pain." "I'm sorry." It was all she could think to say, although she knew it certainly didn't make up for what she'd done. He rose then, letting the faint light fall over him, and when he held up a length of faded pink ribbon, it seemed to glow in the light of the moon. "You belong to him," he said. "You always belong to him." It wasn't true, but she knew it was pointless to argue. He'd spoken with the zeal of a convert, and that was a thing she was well acquainted with. As soon as she realized this, she also realized something else. Something she should have known sooner, from the moment she'd opened her eyes. The figure in the dark wasn't a ghost, or an ephemeral memory from her past, but a real flesh-and-blood man. And he hadn't come as a friend. He'd come for revenge.